As the conversation continues, label the can by completing the notes in the numbered spaces 26 to 31.
What I thought was that we could do a large picture of a Coke can and label it and then talk about the different parts. Look, I've done a rough picture here.
Okay, so where shall we start?
Well, the lid is complicated.
Mm.
Let's start with the body first. I'll do a line from the center of the can, like this, and label it body. What does it say?
It's made of aluminium, of course, and it's thicker at the bottom.
Right, so that it can take all that pressure.
And then I think you should draw another line from the body for the label.
Right, label. The aluminium is ironed out until it's so thin that it produces, what does it say?
A reflective surface suitable for decoration.
That's right. Apparently it helps advertisers too.
Yes, because it's so attractively decorated.
Good. And then there's the base.
Yes, it says the bottom of the can is shaped like a dome so that it can resist the internal pressure.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Nor did I. Okay, so going up to the lid, there are several things we can label here. There's the rim around the edge, which seals the can.
Got that. And there's a funny word for the seal, isn't there?
Yes. It's a flange.
What does it say about it?
Well, the can's filled with Coke or whatever, and after that, the top of the can is trimmed and then bent over to secure the lid.
That's right. It looks like a seam. We could even do a blow-up of it like this. F-L-A-N-G-E.
Yes, that would be clearer. I think we should label the lid itself and say that it constitutes 25% of the total weight.
25%?
Mm.
So it's stronger than the body of the can.
Mm. So to save money, manufacturers make it smaller than the rest of the can.
Didn't know that either. So, how do we open a can of Coke?
First of all, there's the tab, which we pull up to open the can, and that's held in place by a rivet.
I think that's too small for us to include.
I agree. But we can talk about it in the presentation. We can show the opening, though.
That's the bit of the can that drops down into the drink when we pull the tab.
Yeah, hopefully. Sometimes the tab just breaks off.
I know.
Anyway, the opening is scored so that it pushes in easily but doesn't detach itself.
Okay. We can show that by drawing a shadow of it inside the can. Like this.
Mm.
I'll label it scored opening. Great. Well, I think we've got the basis of a really interesting presentation.
Mm.
Let's go and photocopy the article.
Fine. I'll take it home and study it some more.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.